Now we're talking with head coach for the Richmond Spartans, Nick Purcell. And Coach Purcell, we'll start with the offense. You chose your sophomore quarterback, Keyshawn Elliott. Before we get to the athletic side, can you talk to us about the kind of leader and kid he is off the football field?
Yeah, Keyshawn's a great leader. He was he's actually the first sophomore we've ever had voted to be captain by his teammates, which I think says a lot. I mean, that's usually an award that goes to seniors or some high-level juniors, but this offseason he did a great job leading it, even as a sophomore. So I think that's pretty telling to his character and his leadership ability when the whole team votes him captain. Pretty impressive. He's a good student, though. Good GPA. He would be in the high threes, maybe even 4.0. He may be, still be a 4.0 GPA even. So he's a high character kid and perfect for a quarterback in our football program.
Well, he did a very good job at the quarterback position. Threw for over 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns, and just three interceptions. Was arguably the best quarterback in the MRVC East this season.
Yeah, he earned first-team all-conference honors. I don't know if that's how public that information is yet, but he played really well and played really well in our conference games especially, which we finished second in the conference, and he was a big part of that. So,
when your team made huge strides from last year being winless to this year to being second in the conference, how much of a part did he have in that? It's just a sophomore.
Oh, he was huge. A quarterback's vital to every team, but especially with what we do in our offense with some of our option game and how much we try to get our quarterback in the run game and the pass game both. We try to be as balanced as we can offensively, and it takes a good quarterback to be successful doing that. So as a sophomore, he did a great job, and he's pretty talented.
Yeah, it's got to be very encouraging knowing he'll be back to lead your team again next year as just a junior, as he'll develop more and both on the field and as a leader as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely got a good start to what's going to be a great career here at Richmond, and we're definitely all excited about it.
All right, now we'll switch over to defense, and your defensive selection was Colby Stegall. And talk about the season he had, and before we get into that, what kind of leader is he off the field?
Yeah, Colby had a great season on the offensive and defensive lines both. Defensive line-wise, he plays our strong side end, who, against most teams, gets a lot of action right his way, so that's kind of why he plays there. A lot of times he's matched up against the other team's best defensive linemen or offensive linemen, and he does a really good job in on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, he does a great job too, though. He played center for us the second half of the year, but he had started games at guard and started games at tackle. He probably is would be our best offensive tackle and our best offensive guard, too, if he played those positions. So he's just a really talented kid that knows all five offensive line positions. He's a hard-nosed kid who plays with maybe the best effort of any kid I've ever been around. So I think that says a lot, too, about why he is deserving of something like this award.
Well, and everyone knows you have a very young team. How helpful was it for him to be one of the few seniors on the team and lead the way?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a kid that does a great job of leading by example. It's nice for our young kids who are coming up, and they're talented, but to see a senior who works so hard and plays so hard throughout a game, that's the kind of player that they need to be when they get older. So it was great for them to see that.
And after kind of a rough patch through the middle of his high school career, it's got to be exciting for you and your coaching staff to see him end on a high note like he did with this season this year.
Yeah, I was happy for Colby and all of our seniors who struggled through a rough year the year prior, and they were actually here in 16, though, as freshmen when we were really good, and we lost to Maryville in the district championship that year and had a really, really good team, and I was happy that they kind of got a taste of what a successful team feels like on the varsity level.